This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines. Shillong MP Dr. Ricky A.J. Sinkhon to be laid to rest today at Ribhoi District. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates the Joint Regional Official Language Conference at Agartala. Former SAM Congress President Bhupen Bora meets Union Home Minister Amit Shah in Guwahati, likely to join BJP on Sunday. Sikkim set to be connected with railways as Sebok-Rangpo railway projects nears completion. And now the news in detail. The Shillong MP laid Ricky A.J. Sinkhon will be laid to rest today at Sumer Presbyterian Church Cemetery in Ribhoi District. The mortal remains of Dr. Ricky A.J. Sinkhon was taken from Pokse to his Nongsdale residence in Ribhoi District on Friday, escorted by top party leaders and supporters. Dr. Sinkhon, one of the founders of the Voice of the People's Party, VPP, passed away at Dr. H. Gordon Roberts Hospital on Thursday evening, shortly after collapsing while playing futsal. VPP Chief Arden Miller-Sayamud, HADC Chief Winston Tony Lindor, party MLAs, MDCs, and a large crowd accompanied the casket to the residence. Following the demise of the MT, the Meghalaya government announced a holiday for all districts under the Shillong parliamentary constituency today to allow people to attend the funeral and pay their last respects. Earlier, the ongoing budget session of the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly was adjourned on Friday after the House paid tribute to its MP. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates the Joint Regional Official Language Conference, Raj Bhasha Sammelan, for the Eastern, Northeastern and Northern regions at Agartala on Friday. Speaking on the occasion, Amit Shah asserted the Hindi shares no conflict with any Indian language, including Bengali, Gujarati, Tamil, Telugu or Marathi, while describing Hindi as a sister of all Indian languages. Explaining the choice of Agartala as a venue for the conference, Shah said that the Northeastern region is the most appropriate place to deliberate on the development of Indian and official languages. During the event, departments and their chief excellence in the implementation of the official language policy were also honoured. In a development that has intensified political churn in Assam ahead of the upcoming elections, former Assam Congress President Bhupen Bora on Friday met Union Home Minister Amit Shah, a meeting seen as a clear precursor to his formal entry into the Bharatiya Janata Party, scheduled for the 22nd of this month. Sources said Shah called Bora for a meeting soon after arriving in Guwahati, where the Union Home Minister is scheduled to attend a series of programs on Saturday. The meeting lasted for around 30 minutes and was attended by Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and MLA Manab Deka, indicating the political significance attached to Bora's induction into the ruling party. Union Minister of State for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Nimuben Jayantibhai Bambahania, has asserted the centre's commitment to food security under Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Addressing a reception at Pudumpukuri Public Ground in Chimukadima in Nagaland, she said free rations are being provided to over 80 crore beneficiaries nationwide, terming it as the world's largest food security programme. Praising Nagaland's natural beauty and rich culture, Bambahania expressed hope to introduce grain ATMs in the state, citing similar initiatives in Gujarat. During her two-day visit to the Hill State, she also inspected key welfare projects, sites and interacted with self-help groups at Ayonti and Pudumpukuri. In the mist-clad hills and deep valleys of Sikkim, a revolution is unfolding on steel tracks. What was once considered a distant terrain is now being threaded together with ambitious Sebok-Rangpo railway projects, signalling not just connectivity, but a new era of commerce, mobility and integration for India's northeastern frontier. The 44.96-kilometre Sebok-Rangpo line is under progress and targeted for completion by December 2027. The project, once completed, will provide Sikkim its first railway connectivity. Mohinder Singh, advisor of the project, informed media persons that the 44.96-kilometre Sebok-Rangpo line is nearing completion as 90% of the project work is completed and the work for the first tunnel station, Teesta Bazaar, is also on the verge of completion. The longest tunnel in this project spans almost 5,300 metres and the shortest is 542 metres. The foundation stone for the project was laid in 2019. Mizoram marked its 39th statehood day on Friday with greetings from the nation's top leaders, including President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The leaders praised Mizoram's pristine natural beauty, rich cultural heritage, high literacy rate and strong community spirit. They highlighted the state's contributions to national development, social harmony and sustainable growth, while expressing hope for its continued progress and prosperity. Meanwhile, Arunachal Pradesh Foundation Day was also celebrated on Friday to mark the formation of the state. It was in 1987 when Arunachal Pradesh became the 24th state of India. The Foundation Day of Arunachal Pradesh and Mizoram was celebrated at the Lok Bhavan on Tripura on Friday. Mizoram Governor Indra Sena Reddy Nallu on the occasion felicitated the residents of these two states living in Tripura and performing duties. The governor in his speech highlighted the clean natural beauty, people and culture of these two states. He said that the two border states are getting importance as other states of the country under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, adding that such program to observe Foundation Day of several states at Lok Bhavan is an attempt to strengthen the unity of the country. As part of the nationwide smart meter Pakwada, the Department of Power in Nagaland has intensified its effort to create awareness on the benefits of smart metering and dispel misconceptions among consumers. The campaign is being observed across the country from the 9th to the 23rd of this month. The revamped distribution sector scheme and aims to build public confidence in the new metering technology. Chief Engineer, Distribution and Revenue of the State Power Department said the department has undertaken several public outreach initiatives across the state. The department also urged citizens to visit the designated information kiosks for clarification of any queries or concerns regarding smart meters. A book discussion on Red Lines Redrawn, Operation Sindoor and India's New Normal was held in Shillong on Friday. The session featured the author, Major General Dr. Bipin Bakshi, retired Indian Army and Distinguished Fellow at the Center for Land Welfare Studies. The discussion brought together members of the strategic community, academia, civil society, media, serving and retired defense personnel for an in-depth engagement on India's evolving security doctrine and the operation lesson emerging from Operation Sindoor. The sitting MLA of Manipur Thanlon Assembly constituency, Wang Zagin Walte, passed away on Friday at a hospital in Gurugram. The 62-year-old legislator was airlifted from Imphal to New Delhi on the 8th of this month for advanced treatment. The BJP MLA sustained grievous injuries during the May 2023 ethnic violence in Imphal. Late Wang Zagin Walte was elected as MLA from Thanlon as INC candidate in 2012 for the first time. Later, he contested the state assembly elections in 2017 and 2022 on BJP ticket and won both the elections and served as a minister of Tribal Affairs and Hills, GAD and Transport Government of Manipur. The governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General retired K.T. Patnaik, conferred the state gold and silver medals on distinguished individuals and organizations in recognition of their outstanding service to the state at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar. The state gold medal was awarded to Havildar and Honorary Naib Subedar Lekhi Pasang, retired of the 2nd Battalion Arunachal Scouts, whistleblower late Gyamar Padang of the Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission, and the Women Police Station Pasighat. The state silver medal was given to 14 individuals and two organizations. Under the initiative of Khelo India Tribal Games 2026, the phase 2 of the football championship for men and women began at Itanagar on Friday. Arunachal Pradesh is hosting the championship in two different venues, one at Golden Jubilee Outdoor Stadium, UPIA for men, and Rajiv Gandhi Stadium, Naharlagun for women championship. A total of 7 teams from the Northeast are taking part. The winners of the championship will progress to the final round, which will be played at Jharkhand. Before we close, the headlines once again. Shillong MP Dr. Ricky A.J. Sinkhan will be laid to rest today at Ribhoy District. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates the Joint Regional Official Language Conference at Agartala. Former Assam Congress President Bhupen Bora meets Union Home Minister Amit Shah in Guwahati, likely to join BJP on Sunday. Sikkim set to be connected with railways at Sevok Rangpo Railway Projects near its completion. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong Station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.